And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Barack Obama.
Okay. That was great. Thank you for that.
Anything I could do to make you giggle. The podcast this week brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. It's great. If you ever text us on the show, Straight Talk Wireless is awesome. Nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, only at Walmart. Check them out. Straight Talk Wireless.
You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you...
Hey, John. John Willard. Okay, go on.
Oh, the voice himself. If you listen to the podcast, obviously you are maybe into podcasts, you listen to other ones, or this is maybe the only one that you listen to. Bubba has been into podcasts for years and really ahead of the curve. He's usually ahead of technology more than me.
I'm an early adopter, man.
Very early.
And, hi, Carson.
Hello.
But I started getting into them more and more, and I have to tell you, this is just my honest opinion. Boy, there are a lot of really bad podcasts out there. They said that there is somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 that are out there currently, and I have to tell you, the ones I've heard are the ones that are being promoted that are supposed to be, I guess, really good, and they're, you know, they're produced and all of that. I've heard
some bad
more
ones.
Bad than good. Yeah. There is one I heard. It's called, I can't remember. But
it's so memorable.
I had it and then I just lost it. But he is a genealogist, meaning he comes out of a
like
vase,
the ancestry kind of
and
thing.
And he gives you wishes.
you rub him three times.
Uh-huh. And he gets a guess and he says, we have spent, I guess, weeks researching your ancestors, and he tells the people three or four people from their family, his or her family, and a little bit about them. It's great, and they really get into it. One of them was your great 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 grandfather was in the Civil War, and he was in a newspaper article because he made coffee. At the time, they were closing all the ports, so you couldn't get coffee, and that's what they all wanted. The soldiers all wanted coffee. Couldn't get it. So they were making it out of all kinds of other things, including okra. So he had an okra coffee recipe. And the article in the newspaper way back then was interviewing his great-great-great-grandfather and how great the coffee was and how good it was, and here's how you do it. And he's like, wow, that's really interesting. He goes, yes. And surprise, we have made a cup using your grandfather's recipe of okra coffee.
Was it coffee cut with okra, or was it coffee made exclusively with okra?
No, because made exclusively with okra.
Well, then
okra.
That's okra. You're drinking okra. You're not drinking coffee. Coffee is actually the plant.
I get you.
So they're not drinking coffee. They're drinking okra.
Okay.
I would like to drink the okra coffee.
So
just once.
He had the okra coffee and gave it to him, and he was like, wow, this is better than I thought it was going to be. And then at the very end, he comes in and he says, they bring in someone that he is related to that is, I think, I don't know if they're all famous, but this guy was known at least. And he was like, oh my gosh, I've read one of your books. And he's like, and so they get to meet each other and found out that they were related. It's pretty cool. And before this is over with, I will think of the name of that podcast and give it to you.
Let's see. Carson, do you listen to any other podcasts?
Yeah, I listen to podcasts when I work out.
Which ones?
My favorite is Lore.
This is the podcast.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about Lore. I love Lore.
What is Lore?
It's Andrew Mankey, who's an author, and he collects not necessarily scary stories, but it's stories about... not even necessarily the supernatural, but that's kind of what he delves into. It's about lore, like folklore. Maybe why have so many different like cultures who, in theory, would have never been able to have met up with each other? Why is there always a vampire? And then he'll tell a couple of key tales about vampire mythology. And he does different things every week, like shipwrecks
stuff.
And he's great and he's thorough and he researches. So the problem is he only does 1 week. And so it's 23 minutes, which gets me through about half of my workout. And when I've caught up with all of lore, I then do a search for, you know, like scary story podcasts or something like that. And that's when you get into the people that think that they're ghost hunters and that when they heard some scratching on the walls of a house they spent the night in, that it takes them 2 hours to tell this story. And I just want to bang my head against the elliptical. Like he, again, lore is fantastic. And then when I try to search for other stuff in that vein, it's just, you get that guy who.
Yeah, you have
like he doesn't even edit
two.
Things and you're like, oh, this is gross. This is terrible. And yes, we sat up in the sanitarium at 12:35.
And they can't tell a story. They tell a story like my wife's mom.
Exactly. Like we saw lights. We determined there was a car driving by. I'm like, shut up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice Removed is the name of that podcast.
Oh, that one, the
Ancestry thank you for that.
Thing?
I need something new to
listen
to.
Yeah, Twice Removed. And the thing is, he's only got two out. I guess it takes a while to make those. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Mike Rowe has a great podcast. Mm. His is good. I also like, if I'm going to go with my choices, No Agenda is my favorite one. I listen to that one pretty much nonstop every week. They do two episodes a week, and it's Adam Curry. Remember him from MTV?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's him and another guy named John Dvorak, and they just basically, they watch all the news that we watch on every one of the channels, and then they disseminate the real info. Like they go, okay, this is bull crap, this is good, and they just kind of go through and pick it apart. And it's not really, it's not pro-Democrat, not pro-Republican, it's just kind of like the truth. Hmm. And I really enjoy it. Like some weeks you'll hear them, they'll be on a tear and they'll be ripping Trump apart. And then the next week they might be ripping, Schumer apart. Or, you know, they just go back and forth. And it's really, really fascinating because you get, you know, that little thing of if you take it all in, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. It's a good one. I also like Drinking Bros. Johnny Joey Jones has a new podcast. He just started. He's only like on first or second episode.
Yeah,
but his is pretty good. Deals with a lot of military stuff, and he's just cool.
I've also noticed that I am a, what do you call it when you judge other people's voices?
Snob? No.
I really do that. I hear a voice, you know, it's just like, I think we all do it, subconsciously or consciously, whatever. You hear a voice, and it either sits well with you or it doesn't. And I hear a lot that don't, and I can't listen to it. I try and listen to it a little because you get used to it after a while.
Did I ever tell you about the guy who was trying to get me to go out with him, who his big selling point to me was that he had a podcast? And it was so horrible. I forget where I met him, but we exchanged numbers. And in the course of our text messaging, before we've even hit the first date, one of his questions was, so how does it feel to be in an industry that's dying? Talking about radio. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, this is what? Mm-hmm. And so he's like, well, with podcasting, you know, I mean, 30 million listeners is nobody, nothing to sneeze at. And I go, well, you know, we're sitting at like 300 million. So honestly, there's room for all forms.
And technically, podcasting doesn't have 30 million listeners.
No.
They have 30 million downloads.
Yeah.
And whether you listen to it or not, that counts. So technically, that 30 million is just a fraction of, or the actual listenership is just a fraction of that 30 million, because a lot of people have their podcast set to auto download and they never listen to them.
Right.
I do that.
Most people do that.
Well, this is how he decides it's a good idea to woo me. Yeah. So telling me, you know, like,
I'm telling you're not good.
Like, yeah, like ragging on my job or something. And oh, by the way, I wanted to go into broadcasting, but I didn't. He's one of those. But I've got a podcast. Oh, cool. So those 30 million listeners, I'd like to know how many of that you're getting. And you can't include your mom.
So, did you not dating?
No.
Did you even go on a date?
No. When I said something back about the 300 million, I said, like, I go, look, I'm all for new forms of technology, entertainment. People have something to say, but frankly, you know, my industry sits at 300 million consumers, so we're kind of okay. And he started to argue with me over it. And I was like, okay, if your end game is to be on a date with me, do you think the best course of action to get you there was arguing with me, number one? And he brought it up.
Yeah.
He, and I was like,
not a very smart guy.
No, and I wanted to be
that
like,
that should have been your first little warning sign.
I didn't get the link to his podcast because that is what I should have listened to.
Then you would have known all about him.
All about
you can
him.
Really tell a lot about somebody by their radio show, by their podcast, by their news show, whatever they're doing. And what is that? What is that history one that I listen to? I would be able to tell you, but my list of podcasts that I listen to is on my phone, which I'm actually filming the podcast for Facebook right now.
Yeah, that history one is it's pretty good too. It's
Dan Carlin. Dan Carlin, I think, is the guy's name.
Yeah,
he is. It's very slow, but you want to talk about one of the most informed sounding people on the planet. Hardcore History is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's really good.
So anyway, however you got to us, we're glad you are and glad you are listening. Our podcast, what I noticed listening more and more to them is that everyone has they're very specific of what they are doing.
Like they have focus.
Yeah.
We are just comic books with red covers.
We really don't do that. And I don't know. I was thinking over the last couple of days, I didn't even talk to you about it.
About focusing it?
About doing our podcast more, you know, to where the title is what we talk about, you know? Right now it's very generic. And so what we talk about is kind of a stream of consciousness and current events, things going on in our life, things maybe we did on the show this week, that kind of stuff. And that's fine. But it seems like we're the only one doing that. Everyone else seems to be doing very laser focus.
Well, that's the thing about, that's the thing about a podcast is if somebody's going to be listening to a podcast, they know they want to go there for exactly what they want. You know, like I said, for like the news stuff and all that, I go to that one podcast. For the silly stuff, I got a buddy of mine who does relationship talk, Scotty Gunther's Funny Feelings. It's on Stitcher. It's really good, too. They're 6 and 7 minutes long sometimes, but they're funny and they're focused and it's good relationship stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. Just something to think about. I mean, not that we're going to have to change what we're doing. Just throwing it out there.
I would like to, and I've actually considered this, I would like, once I get my studio rebuilt at the house, I was thinking, man, wouldn't it be cool to kind of do a solo podcast and just throw that out there as an extra type thing. Like we have the Big D and Bubba podcast, and then we have the dumb things, whatever I feel like talking about.
A friend of mine asked me to start doing a podcast with her because, you know, two women dating, obviously this is not untackled subject matter.
You're dating her?
But no. But it was two women. We'll talk about dating, relationships, whatever. And the problem is when we started talking about the idea, it's not that we don't have stories and we don't have things we can talk about. But I go, is that just going to be like Sex in the City on podcasting?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And I thought like, that's about all I got. But she's like, well, let's give it a try. I said, okay, you let me know in your free time. Just putting it at her court. She hasn't messaged me yet.
Oh.
Well, I know that...
By the way, radio is very healthy. I just, you know, somebody said, is radio dying? Right? Radio's not going anywhere. Radio is here. I think what happened is you had, and this is going to be very industrial, very radio talk this 15 seconds, but radio has gone through a lot of changes. They have upended a lot of upper management and replaced them with people who were cheaper, and there was a reason a lot of those people were cheaper. They weren't really the generals that that used to lead the way, and they've got to find their way. Eventually, they're going to, but they're making a lot of choices in a lot of places that are just unfounded and not wise. Yeah. So, you know, it'll
like,
sort itself out.
It's kind of what TV went through like a long time ago when they started putting out cable. People are like, uh-oh, the networks are in trouble. Well, people were still watching ABC.
Yeah.
So it's fine. Now, this guy was, I don't know what his tactic was trying to engage me in that conversation.
I know what it was. Driving you away.
Yeah, I mean, really, why did you bother, bro? You could have just not picked up the phone that night.
That's right. Hey, I have started watching, as always, I'm a little behind. It seems like everyone else. And I just purchased the season of... the OJ series that I forget what it's on.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
It was on FX.
That's it. So I bought this season, so I'm watching that through my Amazon Prime account. And it's really good, man. It's have y'all seen it?
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was great.
I've seen it.
And it's pretty close, right?
I don't know.
To wait,
I don't know. None of us really know the truth. I mean, as soon as OJ finds the killer, we'll know if it was close to the truth. But, you know.
Do you know he's up for parole next year?
Really? He's up for parole this year.
This year? Okay.
Yeah. September.
Oh.
He'll be up for parole.
Did you see the Golden Globes opening? What's his face? Jimmy Fallon? He made a joke. He said he was talking to Chris Rock. And Chris Rock is like, okay, all those people that are nominated for the OJ story, how many people are they going to think before one of them has the guts to actually thank OJ? And I'm just like, oh, like, and I just watched it. I go, yeah, you know, because, okay, you know, it's horrible. It's this serious, you know, two people are horribly murdered. And, you know, the whole thing, he's like, they're up there thinking the lighting guy before they're going to thank OJ.
Too soon.
Yeah, but no, it is. It's terrible that it's,
well, that's
it
what
was
makes,
entertainment for us. It was these two
makes,
people that were brutally killed.
That not that part. That
yeah,
wasn't
that
the
was horrible,
entertainment
sure.
part. That's what makes good jokes, though. The to me, the best comedians are the ones who say the absolute worst thing, you know, and you go, oh, my God, I can't believe they said it. But that's what gets you, that whole uncomfortable moment of, oh, that's the kind of comedy I like when I'm watching.
But we all have a line. Everyone has a line. We all.
It depends on what you hold near and dear.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And every single person is different. I mean, that's why we have people who are offended at our show because we talked about, you know, pro-gun stuff. Oh, my God, I can't believe. But yet we could talk about anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we mention, you know, don't take our guns. Oh, you're the worst.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's hard to do.
Or the lady.
Because we don't try and dance around it. We try and be, that's why we broadcast. We're doing to a broad group of people. But yeah, we get some, like the lady this week with Frankie Ray, mm-hmm.
Who didn't, obviously she had no idea about the relationship we had.
She listened
with Frankie Ray.
She listened, probably that was the first time she ever heard Frankie calling us. And it was, you know, us, we've talked to him, you know, that was the 800th time we've talked to him. So their relationship is different. And so she hears it as, oh, you're making fun of him instead of picking with a friend. And, you know, it doesn't matter what we told her. She knew better. And
she knew what was in your heart, man.
That was my thing, is that it wasn't.
When you said, no, that's not what it was. Oh, yes, it was.
Okay, then to me, it's over. Your argument's done for me. That's why I hung up on her. It's just kind of like
right. He hung up on someone.
Okay, I
mean that doesn't happen very often,
right? But that's a stalemate. Like you said, she's projecting what's in your head and your heart,
right?
That I think I said this to you guys the other day. It's so difficult when somebody accuses you of lying, but you know you're telling the truth because it just
gets
again
you
about your feelings because you're like I can't open my head and let you see what's inside it, and again you reach a stalemate. There's nothing you could do except keep going around it. I don't blame you.
I will purposely and gladly admit there are times whenever I am not in the mood to talk with Frankie Ray. And I'll start off in a bad mood and I'll be like, yeah, what, Frankie Ray? Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. And then he turns me. You know, he'll get me. By the end of it, I'm like, okay, I'm back. Thank you. You brought me back to reality. You're my bud. You're here. You're my little gut check. Thank you, Frankie Ray. You're the best.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are days when, you know, I mean, if somebody calls you every single day. And, you know, I guess it's really hard, I think, for somebody who's listening to us talk about this, but we have the same exact conversation with Frankie Ray. You said 800 times. I think it's probably been 900 times. We have known him for years, and it's the exact same conversation every single time. So, yeah, we're going to inject a little fun into it every now and then because, number one, it's all about him. It's not about us whenever he calls. It's all about him and him getting his song out and making it feels good to him because he gets to be heard. People talk about him on the radio and, you know, he hears that. And then they go to his group home. And they're like, hey, Frankie Ray, we heard you on the radio today. And that's cool. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. So, yeah, if we have a little fun here and there, you know, while we're putting up with him, putting up with us, then I think it's okay. And he knows that. He's a lot sharper than a lot of people give him credit for.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, that was fun. That was fun this week. having to deal with that. This weekend,
I'm sick of being sick.
Bubba is still sick. He's been coughing.
Like, it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. Today, I've been coughing worse than I have in the last 4 weeks. I can't get rid of it. And I blame that. I think, really, it was that stupid cigar. The day we had our big anniversary, I was fine. And then we had the little celebratory cigar, the first one I've smoked in like 15 years. Okay, let's do this. Woohoo! Because I'm not a smoker. And man, ever since then, I have not recovered.
Patrick was down for the count with that.
Patrick took a nap.
I mean, that poor boy turned green.
Man, and I'm the only one who was fine. I was like, this is great.
I had straight up nicotine poisoning, though.
Oh, that there you are.
I overdid it, man. I wasn't like lightly smoking that cigar.
No.
I was going to town on it, and then all of a sudden, man, I couldn't.
If you're gonna puff on it, you better puff on it.
Oh man, it was like when your grandpa makes you smoke a cigar when you know, so you never want to smoke one again.
Did your grandpa do that to you?
No, but I have a buddy that his grandpa caught him with a pack of cigarettes, and he made him smoke all of them.
Yeah.
In like, you know, in a row. Yeah, he's never smoked.
Yeah, my papa did that to me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was 5. He used to light his cigarettes. He used to smoke those old unfiltered Camels.
Oh.
And my nanny wouldn't let him smoke it in the house. So he had to go outside and smoke it, and he had that old Zippo lighter of his. And I go out there and I go, "Hey, Papa, can I light your cigarette?" "Well, sure." So I light it, and then one day I'm like, "Can I smoke one?" He's like, "Well, yeah." So I pulled it out, lit it up. I blew out, you know, like out. You see the smoke, and I thought that was it. He's like, "Oh no, no, no!" He goes, "Take it out of your mouth, blow all the air out, and then put it back in your mouth and breathe in as hard as you can. That's how you smoke." And, of course, 10 minutes later, I'm on the floor still coughing. And I never smoked. In fact, I smoked that day and tried Redman chewing tobacco.
All in the same day?
Wow. Same day. Both I'm cured of. Don't need any problem. I had no problem with those at all. At all. But it's a brilliant tactic. That's the old sink or swim thing.
Yeah, well, I tried that with my daughter. She wanted some beer one time. "Dad, can I have some beer?" I'm like, "Yeah, take a sip." And I'm thinking, she's going to hate this. She's like, "Ooh, can I have more?" I'm like, "Oh, this is bad. No, not until you're 21. Bye."
Yeah.
Go see your mom.
Yep. Yeah, that can backfire on you, man, for sure, for sure. Hey, this weekend, we're excited. We're going to be spending some time in Memphis at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And Bubba and I are on the Radio Advisory Committee board that helps raise money for the hospital. And so every year we go and meet with radio stations, country radio stations for the most part. There are some other formats that do it, but mainly country. And get to see other radio stations and, and shows.
And discuss ways to help raise money better, yep, and to kind of team up and use our combined power better. And
plus tours. Bubba's going to be giving a tour to
Chase Bryant. I know for sure I've got Chase Bryant on my little tour that I'm giving, and whoever else. Sometimes they'll lump in two or three at the same time, so I don't know who else might be with us.
And it's really good for the artist to get a firsthand look at what the hospital does. It's
Dude, remember with Carrie Underwood? We did the tour with her, and she just, as soon as she got away from the kids, she fell apart.
Yeah.
She broke down.
But it's not people ask us, "Oh, I bet it's really sad." It's not. It's not a sad place. There are some spots, you know, that kind of get me, like the chapel and stuff like that. And you see the book where parents have written prayers, you know, for their kids and stuff. But
Or other kids. When you have a child who writes in the prayer book in the chapel, "Hey, I want to, you know, pray for my friend Becky, who is fighting blah, blah, blah." And you know it's obviously another kid who's in there fighting for their lives, and they're both praying for each other. It's wow.
It's pretty rough. But for the most part, the hospital is very upbeat, and they are doing some great work there. Things that you can't even imagine that they are able to do there. And, you know, one of the things that they do that I am really attracted to is the fact that, you know, all of the research, it's a research hospital. It's not just a hospital where they go and you just, you have a room and they take care of you, but they're doing ongoing research there. So some of the best minds in the world go to Memphis and are working on how to eradicate cancers. And then St. Jude takes that research that they get and they share it with other hospitals around the world for free. So we always say, you know, when you're giving to a charity, really consider St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Nice. Yep. Look at you, man. Big D showing some heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have, if you haven't been listening to the show, we have started doing 100 pounds in 100 days again. And what this is it's a weight loss goal and a challenge to ourselves to give ourselves 100 days to lose 100 pounds combined between Big D, myself, Bubba, Patrick, and Carson all together. And I'm going to tell you, we did pretty good in the first week. And I was going to pull out the weights. I literally have a little thing here. It's a little piece of paper with all of our weights on it. But Big D dropped 3.6 pounds in week one. Yeah.
Yay.
Thunderous applause. I dropped 8.6 pounds in 1 week.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Patrick, 1.2 pounds.
Without even trying?
Yep.
Without even trying and abusing the system, eating free pizzas and free food and drinking free whiskey and all that kind of stuff at all the parties he had been gone to. And then Carson kicked butt. She dropped almost 2 pounds, 1.8, putting in the work and getting it done.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
So we lost a total of 15.2 pounds on our 100 pounds in 100 days.
To back up to Patrick's.
Whoa.
I'm not sure that we... Did we mention this, that Patrick created a new food on the first week of our diet?
No.
I did?
Pizza wrapped brisket.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They had some pepperoni pizza at this party, and they had barbecue brisket. And I was like, you know what would be good? Let's put some of that barbecue brisket on this pizza. You know what was good?
Yeah. Brisket pizza.
Brisket pizza.
Chased down with free whiskey.
How is that not a thing already?
I don't know, but it is.
It is a thing. You never had that? Even had brisket on pizza?
No, I never have.
Never.
But you know what?
It's good.
He will good. From now on.
It's good.
It was so good.
No.
Ate that, still lost weight.
I keep waiting for Patrick to really get serious about this because he'll start dropping fast and he'll help our numbers.
I want to see you guys do it on your own.
Well, you know,
that?
It might be
this thing.
What's
the point of even having your weight calculated every week? Because what's going to happen is if you gain weight, it's going to be counterproductive.
Hey, you won't
gain. It's going to work against us.
You won't gain much, but it might be smart for you just to kind of hang back, Patrick.
And like then at the end,
that's right. And then at the end, we call you in.
Everybody's struggling, and we need to lose 30 pounds in 3 weeks.
Come on, Patrick. Come on,
Michael Phelps of weight loss.
We need you to suit up. He runs out on the field. Wild Thing is playing.
Wild, that's it. Dun-dun, I just walk out. Come on, let's do this. I'm gonna need a gallon of water and some lettuce. Let's
a do bag this. Of potatoes.
Yeah. But when I wrestled, I'd watch these guys trying to make weight. And they would take trash bags, cut the top out like a head spot, you know, like a shirt.
Oh yeah.
And they'd wear it like a shirt.
Oh god.
And then on top of that, they would tape the wrists, and then they would put a sweatshirt on top of that, and then they would turn the showers on hot and just do push-ups and sit-ups and stuff inside the gym.
That sounds very healthy.
No, it's not.
That is
wow.
not.
That is how you
not.
Get. That is not a weight loss solution to anyone listening. That is only to lose a temporary few pounds in a day so you can make weight.
And it sounds like a shortcut to heat stroke.
Yeah, it is.
They would pass. We'd have guys pass out. They make weight though. Weight, and then they go straight to. I mean, I forget. We go on tournaments, and they would work hard to make their weight because they give you a chance. Like you weigh in and they go, okay, well, you get an hour. And so they go and try and make weight and then come back and make their weight and then go straight to just eating everything. And then they had to wrestle right after that. It's like, how do you make weight?
Then you hit up the Chinese food buffet.
Yep.
Then it's wrestling time.
I'm waiting on Patrick to get serious about this. And because once he does, it changes everything.
It's on.
It does.
I mean, right now we are 15% to goal.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Next week, it's going to go from, you know, 15 pounds to maybe 3 pounds.
But I'm down another 1.3 as of a day.
All right, make it through the weekend.
Go you.
I will make it through the weekend.
Make it through the weekend in Memphis with all that.
No, dude, you say what you want. Say what you want. But the great thing is the hotel that we're staying at has a Brazilian steakhouse in the parking lot. So I can just walk across the street and paleo it up.
I just love how
what
he just you use paleo as an excuse to overeat. It's
No, it's not about overeating. It's about
eating
well.
When I was on
Atkins,
Brazilian Steakhouse was the greatest thing. And when I heard about that, I was like, "Oh, these people
can
lose money today."
What's the most weight you've ever lost?
Dude, that place you and I went to in Syracuse. Remember how amazing we just killed it? Killed it.
The most weight I've ever lost at one time, about 100 pounds. Yeah, I've done 100 pounds
in 1 week.
Oh, yeah.
How long did that take
over
you?
About a year.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, but that was also years ago when I was younger and my system responded better to this crap.
Yeah. I remember when in the span of like 5 months, I dropped like 25 pounds through nothing more than working out and just eating well. And I go back to those days. Like, I would go to the gym for an hour and a half to 3 hours. Who was I?
Does that
Who
include the drive
that?
To the gym, the looking for a parking spot,
or taking a nap in the gym parking lot like I do
the
occasionally?
I would do 45 minutes on the Stairmaster, an hour on the elliptical, go run on the treadmill, and then get back on the Stairmaster. Again, who
Remember four
was
years
that
ago?
Girl?
Me?
Well, that's actually, nowadays they're saying that's not the best way to do it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, if you want to really lose weight, it's short bursts, not long endurance.
Well, I saw a thing the other day where it said if you go to the gym on weekends only, it's the same benefit as going all week.
Ho, ho.
Now, this was Tuesday,
there's so
I
many
think.
Contradictory things. I mean, I tell you, the best shape I've been in the last 5 years was 4 years ago when I was going to the gym, and I was there for 2 hours.
Lifting.
I would lift for a little while, and then I would walk 3 miles. Then I would ride the bike until I was exhausted, which was about, after walking 3 miles, about 15 minutes. Then I would swim for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Swimming. That was it right there.
I wish I could do that. That would be great.
Float really well now.
I also had more time.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
That was before I was running the entire company and had all, you know, I mean, I don't know where I would find 2.5 hours in a day to do that.
I mean, to be honest, I could probably find 2.5 hours. Yeah, I just don't.
You should do is just because you're here is so much is just get one of those cycling things and put it underneath your desk.
Yeah,
and that way you can burn calories.
He actually bought it was some pedals that he bought, and you just and now you could change the resistance,
of course,
and you could tighten it to make it harder, and you pedaled while you're at work.
Have you seen now the cycle chair?
No.
Patrick?
It's like a stool that you sit on, and it's got the pedals. Uh-huh. So, would you use that triangle thing with the pedals on it?
The pedals.
Yeah, I used that for my arms. That lasted like a day. But no, this was the one with the cycle.
They made so
stool.
Much fun of me for buying that pedal thing that I never really used it. It would have been probably great if I'd used it.
What's the worst piece of equipment at the gym you've ever touched?
As far as hardness, like
just like you hated it. You're like,
that Jacob Ladders thing is the worst.
I was about to say the Versa Climber.
I was going to say Versa Climber. Jacob's ladder though was terrible. It's the ladder that.
What's a Versa Climber? What's that?
It's like you're upright on it and you put your feet in the holders and then it's got bars and you just go up and down like this. I thought about.
I've seen the one where it's actually horizontal and you have to like hang on
the Jacob's ladder scared me though because I'm so clumsy. I was like, I'm gonna fall off this thing.
Is that what the steps that never end, is that what that is?
Yeah, they're at an angle and they're like slats, rounded
like bars. Like you're climbing a ladder.
You have to put a belt on.
Yes,
they have the one because if you fall steps.
Like, they have those too. That's like a stair.
Like the
I
have an escalator like
it's
that.
It's called an escalator.
It's like going up the down escalator. But my thing is, that is a me falling on my face, wetting out.
Yeah, because you're up there. You're pretty high up there when you do that one.
I was in a workout class where it was a circuit cardio thing, and one of the guys was on the escalator.
With clowns and all?
That would have been That would have been more fun.
Circus cardio.
Running away from them. No, this guy was on the escalator, and the trainer's coming over like, you need to go faster, blah, blah. And he jacks up the speed on this guy. The dude tripped, and he fell with one leg, and it, like, ripped his calf open.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was terrible. So anytime the trainer would come near me after that, I'm like, mm-mm, I remember dude with the calf.
I saw what you did. Calf man.
I'm like, I am keeping it at 3.2 on this treadmill, and you are not upping it.
Yeah, I got on the other day. I was on the elliptical, and this chick got on it. She was been on it before I got on, next to her. So I'm right next to her, and she's just at it, man. She's humming it. And I look at, you know, you kind of look. You guys ever do that? You look at the other screen to see how much they're doing.
I mm-hmm. always do.
I do too. So I look to see, and she is like 0.5 more than I'm doing, faster than I'm doing. And I look at her time. She'd been on there for 42 minutes. Ugh. 42 minutes.
Some people are just cardio machines, though. I mean, like Stacy, my wife, she can get on. She could go run right now. Just, hey, why don't you go run? And she'll take off and go 12 miles.
Oh, that's so crazy.
And I couldn't do 12 feet.
Nope. Mm-mm.
That's rough. Well, we are going to lose weight, and we are losing weight, and we're getting healthier. And we encourage you to do the same thing. And let us know how you're doing. It's so great to see other people, you know, send us, hey, guys, you know, I'm down, you know, 2 pounds. I'm down a pound or whatever. Thanks for encouraging me to do this. I've been wanting to do it. And so, you know, let us know. You can always text to us or Facebook or any of that stuff.
Yeah, because getting healthy will keep you from?
In November, I got diagnosed with diabetes.
Diabetes.
Keep you from that.
Keep you from diabetes.
By the way, how long are we going to keep that Christmas tree up here in the studio?
I think it's time.
The bad thing is the lights are breaking. Like, it used to be completely lit. It's plugged in right now. But, like, only the bottom lights are working.
Yeah.
So we can't do a Valentine's tree or a Mardi Gras tree then?
We could.
Yeah, but then we'd have to put lights on it, and that's...
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think this may be the last week then for it. And then we'll put it away.
Like, it should have been a week ago.
Put a punching bag right there, big heavy bag.
I still have my tree up in my house.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I have mine up too.
See,
all the stuff is down, like all the ornaments are off, but I'm gonna leave it up until I haven't had time to go to storage.
I like the lights. It makes everything warmer.
My kids made me turn my outside lights off.
Aww.
Yeah, they're like, Dad, we're the only house lit in the neighborhood. Can you please turn them off?
You're
all the kids
the
are
beacon.
Talking. I'm like, yeah, it's good. I want to be the only house lit. I would, if it didn't bug my kids, I would leave them on year round.
Yeah.
I just love the way Christmas lights look.
It's so Gretchen Wilson of you.
What, does she do it?
It's in the song Redneck.
Oh,
Woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, I hate to roll, but I have to roll. I got to pick up kiddos, so.
I'm around. I roll.
And so I'm going to call it a day for me. You guys are more than welcome to hang and talk if you want.
I'm going to go home and do laundry.
Yep.
Because it's laundry day.
All right.
And Carson, what are you going to
do? Eat diet food.
Okay, Patrick?
He says he doesn't know, but it's something involves brisket.
I was going to say brisket pizza. Hey, thanks again, Straight Talk Wireless, for sponsoring the podcast this week. Nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. I'm telling you, man, they're great peeps. So check them out. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. I'm stalling until I can hit this button.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.